takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Okay, I have this thing with drink and food ratios. If I'm at a restaurant and I get a drink and I get a plate of food, I'm like, all right. You know, and I guess it's an internal thing, but I sort of budget my drink versus my food because, like, you want to have
this
drink.
This is 1970. There's free refills. Just say hello, and then they give you more.
I know.
I think he's preparing himself for that restaurant where they don't come back to your table.
I guess not.
No, it's not that. But, I mean, like, even at home, it's like, all right, well, here you go. I got my drink. I got my food. Let me eat it. Like, you know, and I'll eat. And I pretty much time it out so that at the very end, there's a bit of food, and then the last bit of drink, then you're done.
Whoa.
It's an internal thing.
I live with
so
this.
One drink per meal, that's it.
Exactly.
No extra, okay.
But now here's the problem, and like Alicia wanted to start off today, like she's like, can I have a sip of your drink? And I'm like, well, it throws things off.
But you don't have a plate of food.
I know.
Good point.
It was a little better, but when Alicia drinks, like she'll leave like residue on the drink.
I do not!
But anyway, besides that, if you're eating your food and someone's
debris.
Like, oh, can I have, someone grabs some french fries off your plate. It's like, well, that just threw things off. Like, you know, that's my food. Like, get your hands out of my food. Like, oh, I can't.
Sorry
stand.
That I ruined your ratio at breakfast / cheeseburger eating.
Uh-oh. I went ahead and cheeseburger breakfast.
When I'm eating and people's hands are in my plate and they're like grabbing my drink, like, you know, just get your own. Like, you know, this is my space. Just leave me alone.
You know, whenever we're at a show, I always buy a big thing of fries.
Yes, you do.
And I say, Bri, you can have some
you
fries.
You do. And do I have it? Yes.
Yeah. You don't mind dipping your hands into my stuff?
I don't.
Not at all.
I don't.
What if I have everything ratioed out? I got the seltzer here. I got 17 fries here.
But at least
don't
you
fuck it up, Bri.
At least you offered.
Oh, man, see, you're ruining the...
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, that's a quirk about me, I guess. We all have our quirks.
Yeah. It's your turn. I like that.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm gonna try that. I don't know if I can properly plan my food drink ratio, but I'm gonna try.
It can happen. It's not hard.
I just drink seltzer till it hurts.
I know.
That's it. Let me see. Let's go.
And make really nasty noises.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to work one up just to top that.
Oh boy.
You won't.
I bet you I could.
I can't sing. We know that. And I'm fine with that. I have no problems with that. But when you're trying to, when you're in a band, in an original band, you try to write. And
and you can't write either.
You can't write either.
Oh.
Oof. But I find that in the morning, when I first get up in the morning, I can do harmony. Like, I can write harmony, I can sing it in the car. And everything, and then it disappears.
There's more coming.
I'll get one. You want to go?
Oh no!
Here we go again.
No!
Hang on a second.
I gotta move. I'm so afraid.
Oh, no,
I don't want you to throw up on the rug.
Seltzer isn't seltzery.
This is not good. Like, you're not enjoying it, you know?
No, it hurts.
So don't do it.
He's getting very upset about your drink ratio. Sherry moved across.
Yeah, this is. He's losing his mind. You're drinking
our...
your whole drink. Okay. Save some for the food. Almost. Hang on a sec.
For the sake of our listeners, we should let you all know that Sherry has moved across the room.
I don't want to choke a burger flying in my eye.
Oh, God.
This is for Alex.
This is for Alex. We burp for Alex.
Alicia is burping Brian like a baby.
Brian Jr. that just stunk. What do you have, barbecue sauce?
What was I saying?
You're saying that your harmony and your golden pipes disappear at like 11 a.m.
Yeah, it's gone. I can't do it anymore.
Back now? Is it safe?
Hang on a second. It's not safe. Hang on a second.
Oh, God.
I just drank.
Did you eat all the coleslaw? I smell coleslaw.
Yeah, it does stink. Oh, man.
Where is the air freshener?
You can't do this anymore.
Hang on a second. God, it's a lot of seltzer.
Are you done?
Almost.
So you're Liberace.
Touch my chest. Come here. It's right here.
Stop.
Come on, it squeezes.
Go away.
Look at it.
I think you're going to get hit. You're really asking for it.
Can I have some of your seltzer? I'm not a seltzer. Can I have some seltzer? I don't have a cup. Alright, I'm going to go get a cup.
There's a whole bottle of seltzer brought somewhere.
It's right here.
Yeah.
We have to go to the store and replace all the seltzer now.
I know.
You better get your wallet out.
Is this the part where we're editing right now?
It totally stinks in here. No, because this is good radio.
I can't imagine how I can smell it.
It's cheeseburger.
What is that smell?
Scratch and sniff.
Oh.
It's a Jersey burger from the new Middletown Diner. What you do commercials for him?
The new Monmouth. The new Monmouth
Diner. Excuse me.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you going to talk about more about your singing? Or?
That was my singing.
You can sing.
I can't sing. And that's fine.
How do you do harmony by yourself?
That's what I know, because I could sit there and go and, like, I'll wake up and I'm half asleep, because I take a shower at night most of the time. Okay, so I just get up in the morning, I work in trucking, I don't have to wear a suit. So I just get out of bed, brush my teeth, and I'm in the car like 10 minutes after I'm awake. So I'm like half asleep, and for some reason, if there's a song on the radio, I can sing perfect harmony to it. I can find the harmonies, I can sing it, but the voice, it sounds so... No, I can hear it, because I know in the afternoon when I try it again, I go, wow, I can do this. This is weird. And then in the afternoon I do it, and I can't do it at all. I always go right back to the melody, or I'm like, I can't find it. But in the mornings, I'm perfect for that 1 hour. So I think I should get up early and just write songs.
Maybe.
I mean, just get up at like 4 in the morning, write for an hour, and go back to bed.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's weird. I did it this morning. I wrote that down last night. I'm like, you know, I know. And I said, well, I can. So then I got up this morning, and I'm driving down, and there's an Elton John song.
I just have a heart crack. I'm sorry. Oh, man.
Stop.
What's wrong?
If you yak on her.
All right.
I don't know what you were trying to say. I don't, me neither. That makes two of us. So I woke up this morning and I'm driving down here, and sure enough, great harmonies. I mean, the voice sounds horrible.
No,
but I'm getting the harmony.
You don't have a bad voice like you think you do.
No, listen to this radio show. When we first started doing this radio show, I didn't realize how bad of an accent I had, and how annoying my voice was.
What do you mean?
And a friend of mine.
Jersey accent.
Yeah, oh. I know. And wait, don't laugh just yet. I'm not done mumbling. So then somebody down in North Carolina that I work with, I had mentioned that to her. I said, you know, when she was listening to the radio show, and I said, I didn't really know I had an accent. She was like, what? You didn't know you had it? You gotta be kidding me, right? Like, she was flabbergasted.
Do I sound like him? Because I feel like as he's talking.
You guys have a different accent. Mm-hmm. You, wherever this whole area that you come from,
here, Central Jersey,
whatever, you have a different thing.
Southern Batang.
Shut up. You have a very whatever. I have a terrible accent too, but it's not exactly the same as yours, which is odd because I correct it. I'm very.
I don't hear an accent. From you.
I say hand and chance. That's New Jersey. That's not.
Well, how do I say hand?
That's not.
We're supposed to.
Hong.
No, Hong. No. It's somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. That I can't even do it.
Hand.
Chance. Bag. Bag.
Bag.
Bag.
Bag.
You say bag?
Bag.
You. That's how you say it? Okay, I say bag. That's the same.
Bag.
That's
bag.
New Jersey.
I think we're all the same then.
Laundry.
Laundry.
If I concentrate, like if I'm doing it, you know, not like I do public speaking once a week, but you know, if I'm up and speaking, I maybe I lose it a little bit.
Yeah, it can be water.
Yeah, so
I water. Used to say water. Water. Now I say water.
Yeah,
water.
Water. That's New
water.
Jersey.
Water. Yeah.
Alicia's turn. All
right, Brian, are you okay? Or are you gonna explode?
I got a couple of things.
Your eyes are watering, dude.
You shouldn't do that. Never force your body into something.
I do it every radio show.
Your eyes are watering. All right, what do you got?
I'm afraid he's gonna puke.
No, I'll live.
Aww.
Need more shelter.
No.
Okay. I absolutely love on television, if I had to tell you like what guys I would say, oh, I love that guy. They're always nerds. It's always a nerdy guy. But in real life, somehow I always end up with a guy who's covered in tattoos, who listens to like death metal and like wears a chain on his belt. Like that's the guy that I end up, like on television, like for instance, my most recent whatever is, does anybody watch Criminal Minds?
Guy that screams like
Matthew
a girl?
Matthew Gray Goobler, like the Dr. Reed, he's like, his name is Matthew Gray Goobler. But what was really cool, yeah, but you know what? You remember it. But I remember it anyway. But I looked him up online, like I was like, oh, he's such a, you know, such a nerd. Like he's, you know, a rail. He's, I think he's really cute. He's got like this long whatever. He talks with kind of funky, like lispish sort of thing. But I looked him up online, and, like, in real life, he's, like, a model. I'm like, okay, now it makes sense. Like, I don't feel so bad, because on television, like, he's just this nerdy, like, he's, like, a psychiatrist or something for the FBI. But then in real life, and actually, the last guy that I was talking to, I'm thinking, like, wow, this is interesting. I finally, like, ended up talking to this guy who's, like, kind of preppy, whatever, like, wears sweaters and whatever. And, like, the first time we go out, he's, like, got his sleeves rolled up. He's, covered in tattoos, like, his whole whatever. And the second time I, like, went to his house, and he's, like, there's my motorcycle over there. I'm, like, what? Like, you thought I looked like you were, like, not that guy, and here's your motorcycle, and you're covered in tattoos. Like, wow. I just can't get away. And they all just listen to, like, Metallica and, like, just all stuff that I haven't listened to since I was in, like, high school.
Interesting.
It's very strange. It's just who I end up with. And that's my next one. Go, Sherry.
Okay. Alright, my next one is... Okay. Well, I have this extreme high reverence for life, where, like, if there's a bug in the room, it's not because I'm afraid to squish it. It's just, I'm going to kill it. It's going to be dead. You know, so I just feel really bad. But sometimes they take it a little too far, where I think inanimate objects have feelings. For instance, I have this plant that has been growing in my apartment for over a year now. It was a geranium I had last summer, and I brought it inside as it was getting colder, because it hadn't died yet, it still had green on it. Brought it inside, and now I feel bad, it's still growing. But you're supposed to let them die, they're just yearly plants. So now I have this thing growing like a weed in my apartment. And I just don't want to throw it out. I feel bad.
That's not an inanimate object.
That's fine.
Well, no, that has life in it, but I feel like if I throw it outside, it's going to die and choke to death or feel pain or something, you know? But it doesn't.
But then keep it inside.
I have it inside. And now it's blooming. It has a flower on it. So I didn't think that it could actually do that. So now I'm going to have to keep it again for another summer. like, I feel bad. Like, if I had a desk for a few years and now it's like garbage and I have to throw it in the dumpster, I'm like, oh, the poor desk. It lived a great life and now it's in pieces and I gotta throw it out.
That's not really because it has feelings, it's because you're attached to it.
You have the feelings.
True.
For
it. And you're putting your feelings on.
You're putting your feelings in the dumpster.
But I think what she's saying is the desk is sad because it's leaving her.
I'm throwing it in the. Gross, dark garbage, you know.
I used to do that to my sister.
Threw your sister out?
She would see something in a store or whatever, and like, you know, no, I don't want that guitar or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but that's a Herbie. Your guitar, like, you need him or whatever.
You're evil.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It was fun.
It's good times. Good.
But anyway, okay. I guess I'm next.
Yes.
I like silence.
Yeah.
I like silence.
Which is weird because giant truck goes by.
I'm a musician. I love music and stuff like that. But when I, if I could have it this way, when I wake up, I would like silence.
Yeah.
When I drive to work and from work, I don't turn on the radio. Silence.
I don't either. That's often. It.
Wow.
It's very weird because, like, you know, you'd think I'd like to listen to music or some. Sometimes I'll put in, like, you know, my own music ideas or things we're working on in the band, but most of the time, no, just silence. Silence is golden.
Mm-hmm.
And it is.
What do? Think?
Yeah, think. Yeah. And that's good enough. I mean, like, actually, I have a good imagination, or I guess, or just good.
Did you make coffee for Mike Nesmith in your car?
Yeah.
No. I was hoping to cut that part out of the show.
Why?
Because they'll have you committed.
No, they won't. It's funny.
Okay. You go.
Get Peter Tork tied up in the trunk. La, 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 la. I'm going to go off of what Lisa was talking about. What kind of person are you? I'm, like, butt, legs, boobs. I'm an eye person.
When did I say...
Like,
did
you
I
were talking about guys that you find attractive.
Yeah, I was like, what...
You know what I'm saying? So, like, what?
I didn't ask you if you were a boob guy.
No. Like, what is what's your thing? Mine is eyes first.
Really?
Yeah, eyes.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's it. Yeah, it's just eyes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
I like eyes also.
It's for instance, the scumbag that I am.
But why?
I don't know. It's almost like that is.
He said like, it.
I know. I'll tell in a minute. Go
on. Oh, that's the word? What is it, like the magic word of the day?
This morning, all right, we just got one of those Keurig coffee maker things, mm-hmm. right? And his coworker's brother or whatever.
Not my boss's.
It doesn't really matter who it was. But like those little cup things, the K-cup things, after you're done brewing your cup of coffee, you're supposed to open it up, take it out, and throw it away.
Okay.
Well, apparently this guy, if you leave that thing in there when you're done, like the next person goes to make themselves a cup of coffee, and they open it up and there it is. You're the scumbag.
Mm.
Well, this morning, Brian was telling me about this guy, you know, who said, you
who's
know, he, this? Yeah, who's the scumbag? And then his boss comes running downstairs, oh my God, what happened? And this is what it turned out to be. But he wouldn't say scumbag. And the funny part was, he spelled half the word, but he said scum. And he spelled B-A-G.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Yeah, who's the scum B-A-G?
Not in front of the KIDS.
This morning, I got out of the shower, and Alicia works at the zoo, and there was like a little, I don't know, a twig or a piece of hay or something like that in the shower, and I was just thinking, like, is that the stick that's up my butt?
Oh, no, it's much larger.
Yeah, no, it's a twig. It's a twig. You gotta go to California to see those trees. Big long red ones. They go up to the sky.
That's
oh God! So anyway, so I'm an eye. Well, hang on, sir. So I'm an eye guy. What are you?
Well, I'm not any kind of guy.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
Personality.
Okay, then that's fine. That's fine. No, but okay, forget personality.
Yeah, not fine. Physical.
Physical attributes.
If you like,
cute
if
face,
you,
I guess.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
I already told you mine.
Nerds.
Yeah.
Okay.
On television.
Nerds on television.
Like John Malkovich. I love John Malkovich. I don't know. I have like an unhealthy obsession with John Malkovich.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
Mine's the smile. That it's killer. Killer smile.
Brian.
Well, I feel like I should say eyes or
brain.
No, you can. You can say legs or
you can say boobs, butt.
You can say boobs.
Care.
I say body.
Boob, believe me, trust me. Boobs is a very, very, very close second.
Okay.
Trust me. It's like eyes, boobs. Eyes, boobs. That's how I look. Sorry, eyes, boobs. And then that's it.
Can I just say, like, body?
Yeah, you can just say general body.
General.
Like, tall? Short?
Yeah, just... Well, everybody's short to him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, not for nothing.
Which actually brings me to one of my...
Go ahead. We can jump around. About. Go ahead.
Okay, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so it flows.
I'm happy with my height and the length of my arms.
Jeez.
What?
You are like way awesomer than I ever thought.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm tall.
You are.
Yeah.
So if I need to do something like maybe touch the ceiling, it's a piece of cake.
Wow.
I can almost palm the ceiling.
Oh my God. Wow.
So painting the ceiling.
Fake Brian can't even come close.
Painting the ceiling is great. Changing light bulb, look how easy that is.
My penis is bigger though.
Oh. Let's compare now. If it were, dude, you wouldn't be called Brian Jr.
Oh!
Snap.
Oh!
All right. Thanks. And then the arm length thing is, like, I think it's hard to get a shirt, actually. 36 length sleeve, I think. Oh. I have. But when it comes to, like, you know, I'm sitting on the couch, and oh, remote fell behind the couch, I can just reach all the way and touch the floor.
This probably makes your life very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It makes it very easy.
It's fantastic. I mean, I there's not...
I was totally going in another direction.
Yeah, no, yeah. Doing the more in the limping in the morning kind of direction. Sorry, Brian.
All right.
He's like, he has no idea what we're talking about.
No, so I kind of don't either. That's scary. Wow.
But anyway, so that is something that I'm happy with.
I like your...
When I get older and if I shrink, because old people shrink...
Then you'll be regular size?
I'll be regular size.
It'll be fun.
Aww.
So it's good.
I'll be economy size.
Okay. I don't know who's next.
I have a good one. When I put on my socks and shoes, I put on sock shoes.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird. That's just
that
wrong.
Is weird.
I do. No. I do. I always have. I don't know why.
Do you wear shoes in the house?
I never do.
So you're barefoot in the house?
Most of the time.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Well, then that makes sense.
Most of the time.
I can't go barefoot.
Oh, really?
If you were to look at my feet... Like, I don't think they've ever seen the light of day. Like,
they're probably really
soft. As soon as I come out of the shower, sock on it.
Really?
Yep.
What about the beach?
You
can't walk there.
I do not.
The fungus that must be going on down there.
No, Billy's the same way.
No, I have baby feet.
He's never shoeless. Like, he puts his... I'm not in the bedroom, but, like, I know, because I hear him, like, if he gets up before he even goes in to, like, brush his teeth or whatever, his feet hit the floor, he puts his sneakers on. Like, wow. I can't do that.
I can now. I'll parade around.
I'm shoeless until I leave the
house. The last minute, yeah.
If we're walking on an area where there's, like, pebbles, you have to hear the way I complain.
Oh,
ow!
Oh, easy. Yeah.
The sand is so hot. There's a pebble. She's like, come on, you're dragging behind. I said, I just stepped on a shell. Oh. It hurts.
Meanwhile, I'm like 10 miles ahead of him. Come on, you big baby.
Oh. My feet are
My friend for Alex, the guy that likes when we burp.
Yeah.
He had a summer house. We'd go there every summer. But he would spend like the whole summer there, and they just walk around barefoot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and so he'd be running down, there's this path, the cars couldn't go down it, so each house is along the path, so he was house number whatever, so you'd have to walk down 10, 15 houses down this path. He's just running with his bare feet, and it's like their first day of the summer. I'm like,
wait,
yay!
This is a summer house? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Because people who live at the beach, they're just different people. They're different, like, they're bred differently.
No, it was just a summer house.
That's what I'm saying. I had friends, like the kid I went to the prom with, he had a summer house in LBI. They were barefoot all summer. Yeah, like, barefoot. Barefoot. Like, you can walk around down there, like, in facilities barefoot. Like, you can go to, like, a diner barefoot.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they were just barefoot all summer. Like, they had black feet that were, like, shoe leather, but...
I know, that would just say he would be running down the path, and it's like, it's just summer for me. You know, I'm from Rutherford. There's no poor barefoot walking in Rutherford. I'm like, yay, we're in Green Pond. Ah! And then I'd be 20 feet behind, just like you stepping on the pebbles. And then by the end of the summer, because I'd go up there so much, my feet would get used to walking around barefoot.
And then it up.
What?
And then winter came,
and then my shoes went back on.
Okay. Yeah, I was always barefoot too. Where we grew up, we could totally do that. Mm-hmm. Barefoot all the time.
Yeah. I would always have to have flip flops on though, or something.
I don't like flip flops.
No,
I haven't worn a flip flop since I was like 6.
Why?
Because they cut my toe.
Yeah, because you have these long toes that you spoke
of. I got these long finger toes that like. But yeah, no, I can't wear. They cut my toes. I don't wear flip flops anyway. I haven't worn flip flops since I was a kid.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah,
you're a man.
I have ugly feet anyway.
I'm lost. I don't know who was next.
We're out of order because I don't.
Right away. Sherry, you
have to go again.
Yeah.
Oh, I got on
the
list. Okay. Might as well do the shared one this morning.
Oh, yeah. This is great. Let me just preface this. Before the radio show, me, Sherry, and Lisa had breakfast at a diner. Okay.
Not the Middletown Diner.
No, not the Middletown Diner.
The
New Monmouth Diner. Very nice. We had a good time.
It was good.
Good food.
It was good. Thank you.
New Middletown Diner.
The waitress is good, and she's really happy now because she got like a 150% tip. Because
I tip well. Maybe you put that on the list. I tip like a nice person. That's
really
all I'm saying.
Nice
I throw the money on the table, and they're like, oh my God, she did a good job.
It was like 150%. 50% of the bill.
Oh, it's fine. She did good.
Mm. You don't have a tip card in your wallet?
No. No, I double.
That's why he's really terrible at math. Yeah. So, like, the whole waitress population of New Jersey,
oh, good
where
price.
All the bathrooms are all very happy waitresses.
So what about this shared thing?
Go ahead, Sherry. Tell about the shared.
You were going to build the preface.
Yeah.
Well, we're prefacing.
We had breakfast.
We had breakfast. So we were sitting at the table.
Okay.
Hmm. And then you made the gesture.
Yeah, I went like this. I said, you know what?
Coffee came on the table.
The creamers came on the table. And I opened up one of the creamers and did a shot of it.
Oh, I used to do that.
I used to do shots of creamers. Then I'm sitting there going, oh, wow, anybody want a shot of creamers? And she turns around and goes, hey, that was on my list of things to talk about today. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because I almost didn't do it. And then I said, you know, let me write that on my list because I do creamer shots. We would have all had creamer shots on our list.
How weird is that? But it's so funny, when you're in the restaurant, like, you're looking around just to see who might be watching you, because it's embarrassing.
And then, of course, the end of the meal comes, and then Brian's like, she's about to do a creamer shot, and the waitress is like, oh, yes, I'm like, this is gross, like, I don't want to do this, and he, like, opens it, crappily, mind you, with, like, paper. I was going to have, like, paper stuck to my upper lip, so I'm, like, trying to, like, peel off pieces of the foiled paper that's on top of it, and he's like, here, have one, and I'm like, I feel it, it's all warm, and I'm like, bleh, and the waitress is like, oh yeah, creamer shot, all right, yeah,
she's like, oh, it's exciting, like,
she'll say whatever for 150
Oh, holy hell.
Before I went vegan, I used to do that too. I used to drink creamer all the time.
Yeah, they're great. They're great.
I would imagine if it was cold, it would have been all right.
Yeah. Try it cold.
It's warm, you would taste it better. Oh, it was
great. Yeah, that's all right, you get one cold, it's good. Get it cold. Try it cold once. When it first comes on the table, I always do a creamer shot.
So there was like 77 creamer, empty creamer cups on the table from the two creamer shot
people.
We're
doing shot, shot, shot.
I know. I didn't want to get pulled over. Too much creamer.
Yay.
How many creamer shots did you have this morning? So, 8. And I had a hamburger. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. But don't worry, I tipped 150%, so you can let me go.
How about, is this on your list? Because I know you, I got another weird thing.
I have one more just related to that. Yeah, just because I had the two together. But it's just what I do with my yolks in a restaurant when I order eggs, and I always get them sunny side up. But I have to cut all the white off around the yolk, and then all in one shot at the end, I have to just shove the whole entire yolk into my mouth. Because it's just, you don't want to lose any of that yolk, and it's just really good. And but like at the time, you're looking around to make sure no one is watching you, because it's really embarrassing to shove this really gelatinous thing into your mouth.
Oh, bless you.
So it's just always an event.
Very good.
It's Brian.
You take these wet naps. You want to tell everybody what you do when you get the little wet nap?
What do I do?
To wipe your face with it.
Yeah, why not?
It's supposed to be for your hand.
Oh, he does the same thing with hand sanitizer. I can tell you from personal experience, because I have hand sanitizer in my purse, and I was like, oh, check out my hand sanitizer. And he's like this. He goes, and it rubs it all over his face. Like, he rubs his hands, and then he, like, rubs, like, through his hair. He's like, yeah, it smells good.
It's not soap, it's alcohol.
Yeah, but it still cleans you.
Weird. Why would you clean your face after you ate?
Have you seen him eat?
Yeah. It's like a pie eating contest. My hands tied behind my back. The Middletown Diner.
It wasn't the Middletown
the
Diner.
The New Middletown.
New Monmouth.
New Monmouth. Get your cream shots at the New Monmouth.
Line them up.
Line them up.
All right.
Brian.
All right.
Not fake Brian. The real Brian.
I like organizing.
No shit.
Some people might even call me anal.
No,
really.
But yeah, I'm big into that. Like, if like Brian just got this bag for the band. Where
is it a bag or is it a bag?
I believe he said bag.
I think he did.
Whatever I said, that's what it is.
Container
bag.
So
it's a bag. Some guy was selling this bag at work, and it's like a travel bag where, you know, it has like a handle and you can roll it, and it's got 87 compartments. What do I need that for? What do I need that for? And then meanwhile, we have a gig the very next day, and I'm carrying 9 bags with wires hanging all out of them, and even and I'm disorganized, and I'm like, even this has got to change.
Because
I don't know where to put things. I said, that stupid bag at work. I was meant to have it. So I went in the next day, I'm like, give me the bag. Where's the bag? I said, dude, you hated that bag. I need it right now. So I got it, put it in my car, and I gave it to Brian. Say, here you go. It's got like 17 pockets in it.
I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm so excited to start putting the wires in certain compartments and stuff. No. Everything's got a place, and it's a place.
And Brian has a handle, so you walk it like this.
Really? Does it go up to my height? Like, can I?
Not your height. A normal person's height.
Anyway.
So you found a home for every object in this
bag.
Well,
not yet, but
not
looking forward to doing it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's
I will do it
in
but,
the future.
But I just happen to like organizing. And,
yeah, me
and,
too.
You know, I do have, I guess, a decent amount of things. Like, I'm not a hoarder, and I don't want to be a hoarder, so, like, I try to find a spot for everything, and if there's something that just doesn't fit,
look at this.
Rolling bag.
Yeah. Nice.
Right. Business cards.
I like it.
Oh, that would be good.
Phone.
That's awesome. I need one of those
Another
bags.
Thing.
Another thing.
More.
Set lists,
Brian.
Middle.
Whoa. Wow, I can't good. Say. Fancy bag.
Silica
crap.
Gel.
Oh,
who doesn't
perfect.
Eat silica gel? Don't eat that.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have a field day,
I'm
Brian.
I'm
going
to have a field day.
And then where's the hand? Oh, here it is.
Oops. All right, you all.
Oh, that's where it pops out.
Well, yeah. Be careful. There's usually a little button that you have to push. Push
oh. That's good.
That's like a bowling ball bag.
Alright, you all need to leave.
Brian needs a moment.
I need a moment. Alright, you complained about that bag 2 weeks ago. This guy's coming into work trying to sell bags. Like, what's the
well,
deal
no,
with that?
All this guy does is he sits online all day and he with the computer and he buys electronic. Meanwhile, borrows money from me left and right all the time. And meanwhile, he's got a store going through the f***ing dispatch. Every day UPS comes, there's one for us, for the company, and there's seven boxes for him. He's got iPads, he's got this, whatever you want. You want it, he's got it. He's
wow.
got it. You want it, he's got it. So then, but he buys, like, he probably got this for, like, $10. So it's not like he's picky, he's whatever I can make a buck on.
What did you sell it for?
I bought it for, I think, 50.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's more than 50. I have to think this is worth more than 50. I didn't look it up, but I'm like...
Probably, but that's a lot of money for a wire bag.
Yeah, but it's got a handle on it. No. It can walk with it.
All right.
It's got wheels.
I know, I love it. I'm just saying.
Music, and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.